This is Brother Hanson from Truth and Light Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get into our study in the Patriarchs. This is a particular study is has to do with the Pentateuch. Books of Moses, five books of Moses, and there's a lot of controversy. Some people always finding some problem. And they are saying that Moses did not write. Well, there were scribes and others that filled in the date of his death, of course, and just different things that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I'm sure. According to tradition, Moses. He wasn't the only central figure in the first five books of the Bible, but the majority of the five books were authored, I believe, by Moses, and it's part of the Judeo-Christian heritage. It stood unchallenged till the 17th century, and the Pentateuch is commonly known, of course, as the five books of Moses. Since ancient times, individuals have encountered different things with this tradition. And as early as the 3rd century, scholars tried to find these peculiarities in the text. Events in the stories of the creation and the flood, Of course, some are presented twice with, they believe, conflicting details. Moses goes to the tent of meeting, Exodus 33:7, and they're saying he goes before it's built, Exodus 35:10, and the end of Deuteronomy. Moses' own death, of course, burial, are described, bringing his authorship. It's not something. These inconsistencies are quite possibly can be explained by different scribes that are filling in the information that Moses could not after his death, and his knowledge of future events could certainly be another explanation. And his prophetic powers could explain a lot concerning his death and his burial. So let's just leave it at that. You can, if you want to pick and nitpick, you can, of course. But Moses is the principal author of the Pentateuch. Finally, in the 17th century, the English philosopher Thomas Hobbes stated outright that Moses probably did not write all of the Pentateuch. He was soon echoed by others who supported their views with an increasingly large body of people, including the text's repeated use of the term to this day, obviously referring to the time well after that of the events. But later in the 17th century, the French theologian Richard Simon suggested that the core of the Pentateuch was Mosaic. The prophets acting as scribes had added other texts to it, working under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, of course. In the 18th century, scholars built on Simon's theory by studying stories that are told twice in the Pentateuch. As the scholars examined these pairs known as doublets, the term doublet is used for stories that are told twice in the Pentateuch. Sometimes the two versions are separated as the account of God, the account of God's giving Jacob the name Israel, Genesis 32:24-32, and 35 at verse 9 into 15. Often they are interwoven as the story of the flood, part of the flood account. Genesis 7 is printed with various versions. The obviously there's differences between the versions, the numbers of animals, and the fact that God referred to as Yahweh. Here is the Lord, one version, but as God in the other. So there you go. It's now the Lord said to okay, we're going to read a couple of these doublets just for the fun of it. The in the Genesis 7 from the older version and then the latter version. And then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all of your household, for I have seen that you alone are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you seven pairs of clean animals, the male and its mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and its mate, and seven pairs of the birds of the air, also male and female, to keep their kind alive on the face of the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground." Now, in the latter version, Noah was 600 years old when the flooded waters came to the earth. Of clean animals and of animals that are not clean, and of birds and of everything that creeps on the ground, two and two, male and female, went into the ark of Noah as God had commanded Noah in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month. On that day all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened. Now, on that same day, Shem, Ham, and Noah, on that same day, Noah with his son Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons entered the ark, they and every wild animal of every kind, and all domestic animals of every kind. Now, the two different versions, you can nitpick on them, like I say, and you can say this is not exactly the same, but it's basically the same story of Noah. So, you know, unless you want to go back and find something to argue about, it's these are doublets, and I'm not going to get into it. It's just one example. These things are, you know, you can argue about things, and you can say this doesn't correspond, or this doesn't correlate, or this doesn't agree, but it's something that usually ends up being minute, and it usually doesn't mean anything. Now, the piecing this Pentateuch together as we know it today, three of they're closely the same, actually. The question of how and when, by whom the various sources were combined, is up for a debate. The prevailing theory is that the sources were integrated in stages over a period of several centuries by a number of redactors, scholarly editors who reworked the older writings to meet the needs and the theological perspectives. in the first stage of redaction, the one document was probably carried south to Jerusalem at the time of the Assyrian conquest of the northern kingdom, where it was eventually merged with the text, probably about 650 BC, somewhere about 550 BC, a redactor, or more likely a school of redactors, added some the material that to the combined documents, because one describes the death of Moses, and it was placed with a few additions at the end of the earlier material, where it remains as the Book of Deuteronomy. And they probably also responsible for final editing of the entire Deuteronomical history. The books of Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, 1st and 2nd Samuel, and 1st and 2nd Kings. Sometime later, another redactor or group of redactors incorporated all of the earlier material within the framework of the two documents, the latter and the newer one. Now, there's some that you can read for yourself. And if it's the Lord had closed fast all the wounds of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. The Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. There you go. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham's son in his old age at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. Now, Sarah said, God has brought laughter for me. Every day, everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. The child grew and weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom he had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac. Now, the these details that redacted in with some of these others, like I say, they probably mean nothing. I just would mention those just in passing, because there's not the details are not that great, but there are some details that were just a little bit different. Now we're going to get into Ezra, according to the book that bears his name. Ezra was a priest and a scribe, and a scholar of the text and commandments of the Lord and his statutes for Israel. Now, I'm going to stop there because I just realized that we're out of time. So we'll get into the book of Ezra tomorrow. So in the meantime, you can go to our website, krciradio.com, and you can find most of these already uploaded. So give us a call at 928-368-6766, and you can also write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And the mailing address is here, Lakeside, Box 424. Until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.